Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Jesus sent you an invitation and you rejected him so many times. Now there's no more Mr. Nice Guy. How many of you know today that Jesus has been sending you invitations over and over and over again and you just continue to reject it? Some of you, Jesus went to your house and he knocked on your door and you continue to reject him. Well, I believe we're at a day and age where it's no more Mr. Nice Guy. I believe that Jesus had it. He's fed up. He's not only fed up with your religious demons, he's fed up with your evil church. There's going to be no more Mr. Nice Guy, and it comes out of Matthew chapter 22, verse 1 through 14, if you want to turn to your Bibles with me. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servant to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come." So here we see that Jesus, he said, this is what the kingdom of heaven is like. They prepared a banquet for his son. So the Heavenly Father, the God, he prepares a banquet for his son. He sends out invitations. So he sent out an invitation. Then he sent some more servants and said, "Tell those who have been invited that I've prepared my dinner, my oxen and fattened cattle. They have been butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet." So after they refused to come the first time, he said, "Look, I even made it even better. I have oxen, I've fattened cattle. Everything is ready. Tell them, come to the wedding banquet, please." But they paid no attention and they went off, one to his field, another to his business. And the rest seized his servant, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent an army to destroy those murderers and burn the city down. Please understand that Jesus is sending out invitations to you right now to receive him. Please understand that the church cannot save you in this time. Please understand. We're in some dire times. And I've been telling you over and over again, your money cannot save you. Jesus has been sending out invitations. He's not only sending out one time to you. He's not only sending out twice. And you have been killing Jesus. You have been taking Jesus off the walls of your church. And he says, it's time. There's no more Mr. Nice Guy. And so the king was enraged. And he sent an army to destroy those murderers who burned the city. And then he said to his servants, "The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. Go to the street corners, invite to the banquets anyone you find." Please understand that Jesus was sending out invitations. But what did they do? Well, they killed his prophets. They killed his messengers. They killed those that wanted to invite you, that sent you the invitation. How many of you have got a wedding invitation before? Could you imagine you get a wedding invitation and the guy who gave you that wedding invitation, you went and murdered? That's what happened here. And Jesus said in Luke 13:34, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you killed the prophets and stoned those who sent you. How often I have longed to gather your children together as hens gather their chicks under her wings. And you were not willing." So many times Jesus has been presented to you, America. So many times Jesus has presented to you, O wicked church. So many times Jesus has been presented to you, you evil CEO, and you refused. And there's no more Mr. Nice Guy, you see. No more Mr. Nice Guy. This is the time we're in. It's not going to be nice anymore. Acts chapter 7, verse 52. Was there ever a prophet your ancestors did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one, Jesus Christ, and now you have betrayed and murdered him? I mean, so Jesus chosen was the Israelites, the Jewish people, and they murdered Jesus. Not only that, they killed the prophets so many times in the past. And Jesus said, I had it. He said, I'm not going to give you an invitation anymore. Now it's just judgment. Some of you have went across the line where there's no more invitations to Jesus Christ. Now there's judgment. Especially your wicked pastor. He crossed the line where he's no more preaching about Jesus, but he's preaching about how his ministry and his church can get bigger. He crossed the line. It's judgment. Jesus said there's no more Mr. Nice Guy. So many times you have been invited, you've had the invitation of Jesus, and you've rejected it so many times. And Jesus said, I not only came to you one time to come to the wedding banquet, but you refused. So I came again, and you refused, and again, and you refused, and this time I came again, and you killed. You killed the messenger. You killed the prophet. You killed Jesus Christ on the cross. No more Mr. Nice Guy. You killed the Son. And so he said, look, the people, then he said to his servant, the wedding banquet was ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. Go to the street corners, invite the banquet, anyone you find. So the servants went out to the street and gathered all the people they would find, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. So there was a time where the Jews could not associate with the Samaritans, where you couldn't go cross culture, you couldn't go to different ethnicity groups. And so Jesus said, look, I came for the Jewish Israelites, but they rejected me. So now I'm going to the Samaritans, to the other cultural groups. As we get in John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, there came a woman of the Samaritan to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. For his disciples had done away into the city to buy food. Before the Samaritan woman said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink since I am a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. So the Jews had no dealing with the Samaritans in these cross-cultural groups. And the fact is, God, you rejected my son, so I'm going to other. You rejected the invitation. And I'm really upset. There's no more Mr. Nice Guy here. So he says, if you don't want him, if you don't care about Jesus, I'm going to a place to somebody that does. And this is the time, America, we got to start caring about Jesus Christ again. Because you have been under your mind control of your preacher, under your cult groups, you totally forgot about Jesus Christ. So you went to church every Sunday, you got hypnotized, you came back, you gave them all their money, and you got under Jim Jones. See, America is turning to one cult society. And so they rejected Jesus Christ, as the Bible said. They killed the prophets. And what was Jesus doing? What was the Almighty God doing? He's saying, look, I got this wedding banquet, guys. It was a wedding banquet. Just like in Matthew chapter 16, verse 6, and Jesus said to them, watch out and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The wickedness of the church, which, by the way, was always the church that killed Jesus Christ. It was always the church that posed to be holy, that acted like they were doing God's work. In actuality, they were killing God's work. They were playing God instead of pointing you to Jesus Christ, who is God. Oh, come on, somebody. So there was this feast. When the king means it was the great Almighty God and His Son was the Lord Jesus and the marriage was His incarnation or His espousing human nature by taking it into union within Himself. The marriage feast, the economy of the gospel, daring the men, they are invited to partake of the blessings purchased by the blood of Christ. Have you ever been to a wedding how everyone wore the garments? But the Bible says, when the invitation was sent out, they rejected and then they murdered. And the Bible continues to say, what prophet your ancestors did not persecute? Every single time they persecuted the prophets, every single time they killed the messenger, they even killed the ones who predicted the coming of Jesus Christ. They went and also they killed Jesus. I think God says, no more Mr. Nice Guy. I've sent you invitation and invitation and invitation after invitation. I asked you to come over. I asked you to be my friend. I tried to share with you. I tried to have conversation with you, but you were too stuck up. You cared more about how you looked. You cared about how you looked in your church. You were evil! And Jesus said, no more Mr. Nice Guy here. No more. Sick bastards. So Jesus goes to other people, the Samaritans, and He invites everybody else except the people that inherently could have had the blessing, but they refused to. So they go to the street corner and they invite the banquets, anyone you find. I mean, can you imagine anybody you find? I'm telling you, the people that really need Jesus are not the people in the church. They've literally, Satan goes to the church today and they congregate in the church. The ones that really need Jesus today are those that have been kicked out of society. Those are the ones that really need Jesus. Those, the homeless, they really need Jesus. Satan has got them under drugs. I could go on and on, but I'm telling you, the church today are not the ones that need Jesus. Those people are the ones that have killed Jesus. Jesus has gave them the invitation, but they rejected Jesus. And I'm here to tell you, when the king came to see the guest, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. Friend, he asked, how did you get here without wedding clothes? The man was speechless, and the king told the attendants, tie his hands and foot and throw him outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are invited, but few are chosen. So it used to be, you know, if you go to the Asian culture, some of the Oriental cultures, they used to always wear these long white robes where there was public festivals. Everyone would wear these long white robes in public festivals. You probably see it in Mexico. And those who appeared on such occasions with any other garments, they were very much not highly esteemed. I mean, you had to wear a white robe, man. Some of the festivals talked about white robes. And it was a cultural thing. You wore a white robe. So everyone that went through to this banquet, they all had a white robe on, but there was one guy at the banquet with no robe, and obviously that was looked, hey, look, on this festival, under this banquet, you wear a white robe. So what did they do? They kicked the guy out. Which illustrated kicking you out of hell. Because you can only wear the white robe if you accept the invitation. You see. You have to accept the invitation. And unless you even got the invitation, some of you have to receive the invitation, accept the invitation. Then once you accept the invitation, then you can wear the right robe. And then you can go to the banquet. Well, this guy thought that he could go every other. He didn't have to wear. He didn't think he had to wear the right white robe. See, he was there. Probably had his hair back and his nice jeans on. And kick that guy out of the banquet now. Kick him out. Because he tried every way to go to the banquet, which was heaven. Tried every way except the way through Jesus Christ. Now, how many of you know today that a lot of folks try to go to heaven without Jesus Christ? They try to use their good works, their good looks. You cannot go to heaven without Jesus Christ, nor can you wear the white robe. You cannot enjoy the banquet. No, no, but we see this all the time around America. Everybody thinks that they're going to heaven, but they have denied Jesus Christ. You can't go to heaven without Jesus Christ. You have to accept the invitation of Jesus Christ. But the Bible says over and over and over that they have rejected Jesus Christ. Now, let's use an example of the Pope and all of his cardinals and all the followers. And when he's telling all these countries don't build walls, instead he's surrounded by a wall. And he looks very religious, but he's denied Jesus Christ, just like the scribes and the Pharisees did. They denied Jesus, they crucified him, they freed Barabbas, and this was the guy at the feast without the garment. You see what I'm saying? He thought his religion could get him to the feast. So Jesus said, there's no more Mr. Nice Guy here. I'm really sick and tired of your crap. And, you know, I've been really nice to you all these years. And you just destroyed me and destroyed me. He says, look, man, I went to you, but you never come back to me. And the road goes both ways. And if you go to Book of Revelation on chapter 19, you'll see what the Bible says in verse 7 of 19. Let us rejoice and be glad and give a glory to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. And he said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true words of God. Jesus Christ, right now, before it's too late, America, he is sending out invitations for you to accept Jesus into your heart and into your life right now. But he's not only done that to you so many times, and some of you, he's just set out invitation after invitation after invitation, and you have rejected him. You have rejected him. I mean, you care more about the New World Order. You love your iPhones more. You love your cheap Chinese products made in Walmart more. You love your fake houses more, and you forgot the true meaning of Jesus Christ and what it really means to follow Jesus. And he has sent invitation, invitation after invitation to you, and you've rejected him and rejected him, rejected him. And Jesus said, our Heavenly Father said, no more Mr. Nice Guy. Well, I'm not making this up. What does the Bible say? It says, look, you killed my prophets. Jesus went into Jerusalem and he said, how I long to gather you like hens gather their chicks, But you killed all the prophets and stoned those who sent you. The Bible says all of your ancestors, they killed all those that predicted the coming of Jesus Christ. It's happening today in many countries. The people that are telling the world about Jesus are being murdered. They're being killed. We are at a time. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Jesus is not, you know, he had enough. He's angry. No more Mr. Nice Guy. They even killed those who predicted the Righteous One was coming. And when the Righteous One did come, they murdered him. And who murdered him? It was the priest and the preachers. It was the church. And so all the invitations, I'm not sending an invitation for you to go to a church. I'm sending you an invitation for you to go back to Jesus Christ that the church stole from you. I'm sending you an invitation to go back and renew to Jesus Christ that the church took from you. You see? The church is in the business of stealing Jesus out. This is the church today. I just read an article in an orphanage. They just found out all these dead bodies of these children in an orphanage. They were in a drain in Ireland. They presented themselves as helping the children. Instead, they killed the children. This is my point. They said we are nuns and we're helping our kids, and then they killed them! Be careful where you leave your children. They act nice and then they kill you! They come to you as an angel of light. That's what Satan does. He comes to you as an angel of light, and then what? He kills you! He poses as an angel of light only to bring darkness to your soul. How many of you today know that's what's happening? But Jesus says, look, it's still not too late for some of you. I'm sending out an invitation for you to accept me as your personal Savior, to get on your knees, and don't let the church drown out Jesus anymore, and come to Jesus and Jesus alone. Oh, Pastor Dean, you're a mean guy. How dare you preach Jesus in America? How dare you? You see, there's a lot of evil, ruthless rulers and leaders in America that was doing everything to bring Jesus out, to take Jesus down. So Jesus sent out an invitation after invitation to the wedding banquet, and they rejected him. They even killed the messenger. And he said, look, there's a few chosen. He says, many are invited, but there's a few chosen. But you think you're better than me, right? So this wedding garment, what was it? So the king's children and all such, they were clothed with these strange apparel. The person who invited the guests prepared such a garment for each for the time being, and with which he was furnished with his application to the rulers of the feast, and it was which made the conduct of the person mentioning. He said, look, there's proper marriage garments here, and those that are invited have to wear the garments. And anybody that did not dress like those, they were kicked out. How many of you know today that Jesus sent so many invitations to you and rejected him so many times? Now there's no more Mr. Nice Guy. How many know that this is the time that we're in? No more Mr. Nice Guy. He fattens the cattle and the oxen. He had them all butchered. He did all that work. How many of you today prepare a nice meal? Some of you, you've worked really hard. You prepared a very nice meal for a special occasion or maybe a holiday. And so you invite maybe your children or relatives and you say, I got this really nice meal that I prepared. You worked all day on cooking the turkey and the chicken, and some of you worked to make the pie and you got everything ready and you sent out invitations and nobody showed up. And so you weren't mad. You weren't mad at all. You said, no, not mad. Nope. I'm going to make it even better. So you said the next time you sent out even more invitations. And then you even made the banquet even bigger. You had more food, more dessert. You had delicious corn and you had tomato soup and whatever you like, it was there. It was great. I mean, there is no reason for you not. This was better than a buffet. No? So you send out more invitation, and then some guy knocks on your door with a gun. He wants to kill you just because you're inviting somebody to the banquet. Bunch of bull crap what that is. And so he said, this is enough. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I've been nice to you. I invited you over and over and over. He says, you know, you're not even worth my time. Matter of fact, the king got so mad, he says, judgment on these people. Judgment upon them. Judgment upon them. No more Mr. Nice Guy. But some of you, it's not too late. Some of you might be hearing the invitation of Jesus Christ right now. I don't care where you're at. The invitation still applies. He wants to invite you to a wedding banquet. And the only way to get to that wedding banquet is through Jesus Christ. The invitation now is here. And what is that invitation? Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him in your heart. Romans 10:9 says, if you believe, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe into your heart. Because the heart produces the confession. Believe on your heart, confess with your mouth. See, that's why it's a heart issue here. It's a heart issue. Some people honor Jesus with their mouth, but their heart is far from the truth. Some people say all the right things, but they're wicked. So Jesus says, this is a heart issue here. I'm sending you an invitation. Can you feel my heart? Can you feel my heart? Come on over. I'd love to invite you over to my house. I'd love to have you come and eat. Can you feel my heart? Come on. I'm sending you an invitation now. Will you accept the invitation? Some of you have already rejected the invitation. I'm inviting you to the banquet. You going to come? It's a heart issue. Believe on Jesus Christ. Believe in His goodness. Believe that He's reaching out to you. Believe that He wants you and He wants you in His kingdom. Believe that Jesus is still alive today. Believe that there's still hope. Oh, come on, somebody. Jesus has hope for you. He's sending you an invitation. Receive an invitation today. How many of you now know that Jesus does care about you? Enough not only to send you one invitation, not only two invitations, but Jesus has been sending invitations for centuries. And some of you, there's no more Mr. Nice Guy. He saw your heart. He knows you're wicked. And He's done with you. He's had enough with you. This is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now.
I got a bad reputation. And I don't know why. I brush my hair, brush my teeth, I go to church. And I'm a really nice guy. thrown out of the social circle, and Dad has to hide.